Welcome to session 3 of Mindfulness for Mental Health Carers. Today's session's called Keeping Your Cool. And we're going to focus on ways of using mindfulness to work skillfully with strong emotions. Let's start by acknowledging and celebrating the traditional owners of the countries we're all in. I live and work on beautiful Ngunnawal and Ngambri country and wish to pay respects to elders, past, present and emerging. And also extending that respect to all elders and First Nations people across the country and present with us today. We'd also like to acknowledge the work of mental health consumers, carers and advocates, past and present, who continue to work towards a reformed mental health system. Carers Australia and Simply Mindful are inclusive organisations, and we celebrate people of all backgrounds, genders, sexualities, cultures, bodies and abilities. So these sessions have been developed with mental health carers, and we're really grateful to the Mental Health Carers Advisory Group for their input. The courses are part of a project seeking to promote and improve carers' well-being, and this project is delivered in partnership by Carers Australia, Mental Health Australia, Mental Health Carers Australia with Simply Mindful, and supported by funding from the Australian Government Department of Health. Also really acknowledging what it's taken for you to make the time and space for this. So a warm welcome to you, and we hope you find this helpful. And thanks to the team at Carers Australia and Mental Health Australia who've made this possible and all their background work. So I'm Megan Layton, and I'm the director of Simply Mindful. I'm a mindfulness meditation and yoga teacher, and I also teach things like positive neuroplasticity training, self-compassion, mindful parents and more. And I'm also a mental health social worker, and I've worked in the mental health space for almost 25 years. Mindfulness has been one of the most important things I've learnt about, both personally and professionally, and I'm really honoured to be sharing some of this with you today. A little bit about how these sessions work. Really take good care of yourself. Everything's voluntary, and just do what feels right for you. You can return to these multiple times, and you can also just use the guided practice recordings anytime. See if you can bring an attitude of openness and curiosity. So a non-judgmental, open-hearted curiosity to whatever we're trying out and see how it works for you. Mindfulness is a bit different to most other things in life. There's no way of passing or failing, being right or wrong, or being good or bad at it. It's really a matter of tuning into what it's like for you when you try something and how you might be able to adapt it. Einstein himself said that curiosity is more important than knowledge. And he said about himself, "I'm not specially intelligent, I'm just very, very curious." So I find that very encouraging and inviting you to bring that same kind of attitude if you can. Everything can be adapted to suit you and your life as it is right now. You don't need to become anything else or get better first. So really just jump in. Also, we welcome your feedback, so please send feedback via the Carers Australia website if you like. And if you find that you need support, because we know that mindfulness can be challenging at times, we also know it's very beneficial. But when you finally pause and slow down, stuff can come up. So if you need support, there are contact details on the Carers Australia website for those services. And heads up for this session, it might be handy to have a pen and paper nearby in case you want to use them. So, how does mindfulness help keep our cool? So we're going to explore some ways of tuning in and slowing down when you feel like you're losing your cool. So in those tricky moments, how do you tap into qualities or inner resources such as patience or determination and grow them? So we all actually have these qualities in us already, or it wouldn't make sense when I say those words. It's just that they're not always available to us when we need them. So this is so that you can be a little more okay in yourself, a little more resourced. And it's a bit like the difference you can feel when you've had a pretty good night's sleep versus when you haven't. You got a bit more in your tank to deal with what the day brings, a bit more capacity. How does mindfulness help with this? There's three basic steps for using mindfulness with strong emotions. So when things are hard, you may have feelings that you might think you're not supposed to have. And instead of rejecting them or judging ourselves for having them, with mindfulness we open to these feelings and acknowledge them. So step one is acknowledge the feelings that are here rather than ignoring or suppressing them. So this can be counterintuitive, particularly if it's not something we've done before or if the emotion is one that we don't find acceptable. But what it means is that we let go of the internal fight with ourselves. And that kind of battle creates a lot of extra tension and stress. Just because we acknowledge an emotion doesn't mean that we like it or approve of it or that we want it, but it's about recognizing that in this moment, this is actually what's here. This is how I'm feeling. Secondly, we turn towards and tune into the emotion and the sensations and all the thoughts and things that go with it with a kind of non-judgmental, open-hearted curiosity. So the very act of doing this prevents the emotion from becoming stuck or toxic, and it helps us to move through it and move on. So it's a momentary feeling instead of a lasting feeling. People often don't believe this until they experience it for themselves. So inviting you to really have a go and be curious about this when we engage with it in a moment. So why should we do this? Suppressing emotions actually doesn't work. It might be a useful short-term strategy, but it always comes at a cost. So when we suppress or deny or fight an emotion, it tends to go underground and resurface in a more problematic way. So frustration, for example, can become bitterness or resentment over time. So these first two steps are often enough by themselves for emotions to dissipate and move on. So they're the steps of acknowledging, firstly, and then turning towards and just tuning in. The third step, which is really good to use when there are really strong or persistent emotions, is to meet these emotions with a resource. So we'll try that in a few moments with a couple of different exercises. Before we get into that, it's a good idea to explore a little bit more about emotions and what they do for us. So inviting you to take a minute to just reflect on how do emotions help us? And you might even like to jot your ideas down. How do emotions help us? So you might be thinking something along the lines of, they tell us how we're going, how we're experiencing something. So yeah, they're pieces of information. They tell us quite a lot about our needs, about whether we feel okay or not, how safe we feel or not, for example. Also, the other thing we know about emotions is they're really volatile. They change quickly. So what mindfulness offers is a way of seeing emotions and listening to or acknowledging them within ourselves. It doesn't mean that we have to tell others about it. So mindfulness helps us respond to emotions with a kind, wise, curious attentiveness. And rather than judging them or pushing them away or fighting with them, we get curious. We recognize that there's something here, there's a need here, and see if we can meet it with kindness, with some kind of resource rather than with judgment. So this is essentially a way of honoring our emotions. And also it allows us to do that without them having to hijack everything. What this does is help us to bear the upset of the situation and allows the emotion to move instead of getting stuck. It's kind of like being a witness or a good friend to ourselves when we're feeling something and to our emotions. So a useful metaphor for this is imagine a house with a door, front door. Emotions are like a messenger knocking on the front door trying to deliver a message. And if we ignore it, if we don't answer the door with curiosity and a willingness to hear the message, which is a form of openness, then they have to knock louder and louder, and they may even become destructive. If we open the door and listen to the message, then they can leave again, in and out. If we don't listen, they get louder, maybe even eventually knock the door down. And then these emotions are literally bigger and messier, and there's a lot more mess to clean up. So the good news is, if we can take a moment to tune in, slow things down enough to actually tune into the emotion, this usually helps us firstly to receive the message, and then secondly, to use whatever that message has given us to open up to a range of choices in ways to respond rather than just reacting. And usually when we react, we're reacting in a habitual way. It's pretty familiar. And often these kinds of patterns develop in relationships where this person does this thing, I react in this way, then they react in that way. And it's just like doing a dance that we do all the time. So if this is not serving you, then try this practice that we're about to try in a moment. So just a reminder to take good care of yourself. Just do what feels right for you. And feel free to stay with the breath or body sensations if you prefer. So to begin with, getting comfortable in the position you're now in, tuning into your posture and making any adjustments, and inviting you to tune into the breath and take a few deeper, slower breaths, breathing in deeply and out slowly. And next time you breathe out, letting your attention drop into the body, down into the body, and just noticing and becoming curious about sensations in the body right now. What's here? Remembering there's no particular way you're supposed to be feeling. We're just tuning in to the way you're actually feeling right now. What sensations are here? You might notice, for example, a headache or shoulder tension, something going on in your stomach. And then letting that focus go and shifting your attention to emotion. Seeing if you can tune into the emotional tone that's present in you right now, if any. And don't worry if you find it hard to tune into emotions. It can be really hard, especially when your headspace is full up with what's going on for someone else, when there's really not much space for you to do this internal checking in. So just be patient with yourself, and the more you practice tuning in, the more you'll be able to recognize emotions as they come up. And then inviting you to shift your attention to thoughts, noticing the kinds of thoughts that are present. And what's the tone of these thoughts? So you might find it helpful just to say to yourself internally, I notice that I'm thinking X. And it could be something really mundane or quite intense. You might like to try stepping back a little further and noticing the state of the mind more generally. So what kind of tone is there? Is it in a really negative space? Is it in planning mode? Is there a list? Is it a bit spaced out, weary? Or is it really curious, engaged? There's no right way or wrong way. We're just tuning in, noticing what's actually here. And then inviting you, when you're ready, to tune into any behaviors or impulses to act. So the impulse to act or move or do something might be as simple as the impulse to swallow or shift your weight, get up and leave. Or there might be behaviors like fidgeting, swallowing, anything at all. Just being curious and opening to what's here as best you can. So having tuned into these four domains which tell us about our experience, sensations, emotions, thoughts, and behaviors or impulses, now you've collected information about how you're going right now and you have a choice. You can continue doing what you're doing but with more awareness, or maybe something else is called for and you choose to do something different. So this little exercise, like all of them, is in the resources that are available to you, summarized so that you can remember how to do it. And just checking in internally, noticing how you're feeling right now, and then coming back. So let's just spend a moment exploring the window of tolerance and the human nervous system. So it can help to understand that the human nervous system has two main branches, and these regulate our energy. So one is like an accelerator, the sympathetic nervous system, and the other is like a brake, the parasympathetic nervous system. So you might want to take a look at the window of tolerance picture in the resources as we work through this. So for example, when we're rushing because we're running late, or we're putting in extra effort to get a task done quickly, or when the stress response kicks in and we go into fight or flight, we're in the accelerator part of the nervous system. When we start to slow down or we drop into rest, we pause, and often when we become present, we move into what's known as the rest, heal, digest branch of the nervous system. This is the parasympathetic nervous system. If that gets really extreme, we can end up in the kind of frozen or numb state or shutdown state that we see lizards doing when they're threatened. But in the middle, when the nervous system is regulating itself well, the accelerator and brake are kind of gently going on and off, and we're in what's known as the window of tolerance. So in this space, we feel calm, but not tired, alert, able to engage, but not alarmed. So we feel like we can cope with the challenges that come our way. When we start to lose our cool, we either move into feeling more agitated and irritable and anxious, up into the sympathetic nervous system, or if we're going the other way, we're shutting down, losing track of time, disconnecting. We might become sluggish, and that's the parasympathetic nervous system at the more extreme end. So when we check in with a practice like the one we just did, this breathing pause, what we're doing is noticing where we're at, what's my energy like right now? And we're getting all this information from our bodies. And then we can do something to bring ourselves back into balance, back into that window of tolerance, where we can cope better with challenges, we feel more at home, and we don't have to either cut ourselves off or lash out. So just a reminder, in session one, we tried exercises to help bring ourselves out of the more extreme sort of high levels of stress and back into the window of tolerance. Today, what we're trying is more of these preventions, ways of checking in and catching moderate stress before it worsens, preventing that escalation. So let's try another practice now. This one's called the Soothing and Settling Emotions Practice. So I'm inviting you to get into a comfortable position. And the invitation in this particular practice is to tune into emotions that are here and acknowledge and name them. So just a reminder to take good care of yourself. Just do what feels right for you. This is not going to be right for everyone all the time, because I'm going to invite you to bring to mind a situation that you might find a bit difficult. So just choose the size situation that you're up for today. It might be a really little one, or it might be something bigger. If you prefer, feel free to focus on the breath or choose another practice that's helpful for you right now. So I'm inviting you to settle in, tuning into your whole body, sitting here or lying here, breathing and making any adjustments, moving from discomfort towards comfort. And as you tune into the breath, you might like to add a little more to each in-breath and a little more to each out-breath, gradually deepening the in-breath, lengthening and slowing down the out-breath, until it reaches a soothing rhythm for you. And then when you're ready, inviting you to bring to mind a small to medium-sized difficulty in your life right now. So something that's a little unresolved, where there's still some emotional hook or reactivity when you think about it. It might be a misunderstanding, a grief, something that causes you to get a little bit emotional. And then inviting you just to check in. So taking a deep breath in as you breathe out, letting your attention drop into your body and notice what you're feeling like. Noticing the sensations and the emotions. And then inviting you to have a go at using these little phrases. So just saying to yourself, I notice right now I'm feeling, and name what it is you're feeling, the emotion. Even if you're not sure, just having a go at it. And then internally saying to yourself, it feels like, and then describing what the sensations that go with this emotion feel like in your body right now. So you might say, for example, it feels like tightness in my chest or squeezing in the pit of my stomach. Just being curious. And then saying to yourself, it's okay to be feeling like this. So seeing if you can bring a warm, soothing tone to the way you say this internally. The same kind of tone that you would use comforting a small child or a pet. It's okay to be feeling like this. And then inviting you to say, other people feel like this. And finally, inviting you to bring some words of reassurance that you need to hear right now. So what is it in this moment that you really need to hear? What does the kindest, wisest part of you bring? Or another way of thinking about this is, what would the you in a few years' time really want you to know right now? And for example, it might be something like, this will pass, or may I be a good friend to myself. Or you might say to yourself, you're doing the best you can, it's not your fault. Or you may wish for yourself, may I have a sense of ease or calm. So taking a few moments to bring that to a close in your own way and inviting you to check in internally, just noticing how you're going right now and where you are on that 0 to 10 scale. So this exercise can obviously stir up emotions because we're deliberately tuning into something that's difficult. However, if we work on the basis that actually it's a helpful thing to acknowledge and tune into those emotions, and hopefully it gets us a little further along that track. So it can be really helpful to know your window of tolerance, so to know what it feels like when you're in that space, so that you can pick up more easily when you're moving out of it and do something to help bring yourself back in. Inviting you now just to take a few moments to jot down or reflect on, how does your body feel when you're in that calm but not tired, awake and alert but not alarmed or agitated? How does your body feel when you're in that place? What kinds of sensations do you feel in the body? What kinds of emotions do you experience when you're in that calm but not tired place? And there might be quite subtle emotions like contentment, not necessarily anything big like joy or delight. And what kinds of thoughts do you think when you're in that space? What's the flavor of those thoughts like when you're calm and awake, alert, but not agitated? So for example, you might notice more thoughts like, I can do this, instead of, oh no, there's no way I can do this. And then also tuning into what sort of behaviors do you engage in when you're in that space, in the window of tolerance? What sort of impulses do you have? So for example, you might notice that you don't have the impulse to eat lots of sugary things when you're calm, as much as you do when you're agitated. That's a behavior or an impulse. So it can be really good to know what it feels like when we're in there, so that that becomes our home base. And then knowing some ways of bringing yourself back into the window of tolerance. So what kinds of things work for you? You might like to write some of those things down, and they might include some of the practices we've tried so far, or not. So just a recap on today's session. So we've looked at emotions, what they do for us, how to work with them by turning towards them and acknowledging them so we can receive the information they're providing so that they can move on and we can make an informed decision based on the message we received. And we tried two mindfulness exercises for tuning in, beginning to really tune in, acknowledge what's here for us, and also soothe or regulate emotions. So the first exercise was the breathing pause, where we take a few deep, slow breaths, and then we drop in and tune into sensations, emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. And the second one, we added that third step of bringing a resource to meet a strong emotion. So we brought to mind a difficulty, and in your everyday life, this will just happen spontaneously as part of your life. Something difficult will come up, and you can pause, take a few deep breaths, tune in, acknowledge the sensations and emotions, what's here, and then just naming them using those little phrases. I notice that right now I'm feeling this. And it feels like, so describing the sensations that you notice. And then using these soothing, reassuring words, which are bringing a resource of calm, warm understanding of humanity. It's okay to be feeling like this. Other people feel like this. And then words of reassurance that you especially need to hear in that moment. The words that the kindest, wisest part of you brings. So the invitation is for you to try one of these practices each day this week. And this is so that you can recall it, so you can remember how to do it when you need it. So next week, we're going to explore ways of using mindfulness to help you sleep. And just a reminder of the other Caring Through COVID activities you might like to check out. There's the podcast series, talking with people who are mental health carers themselves. There's lots of activity in the social media space. And you might also like to check out the Personal Wellbeing Index on the Carers Australia website. If you feel like you'd like to talk with someone and you need support, please check out the support services and free call numbers on the Carers Australia website. Thank you, and looking forward to you joining us next time.